But, yeah. Anyways, we've kind of done a little bit of the question and answer thing. I went on IRC like 5 minutes ago and was like, hey guys, ask us stuff. And we got a couple of PMs from folks. But,
Let's do the.
I wrote down a handy list of all the topics we could discuss or get asked about.
Yeah, I'm thinking first we go into the discussion phase where we just talk about broad subjects suggested by you, the listeners, and ourselves, really, because, you know, we're great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have way better judgment about things to talk about than you fuckheads.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we would just basically get butts from you.
We've gotten a couple decent... no, we haven't.
No.
Okay.
So, we'll do the discussion phase this time. Then we're gonna move into some question-answer shit that only Rick and Krem and possibly Super God could ever answer.
Exactly.
And, then we'll, move into this fancy, thing called, what was the third thing? Crap?
Tales from Minnesota.
Yeah, Tales from Minnesota, where we tell real-life, true stories.
About real-life, true things.
When people stop being nice and start getting real.
What?
It's the real world.
I don't know what that means.
Anyway, let's move in. What's the first topic of discussion?
First topic of discussion is from our charming, darling young star of the admin team, Krem.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That guy. I love that guy.
He's dapper as fuck.
He's really great. I wish I could have met Owen Pallett like he did.
Yeah. Notable internet celebrity Krem Phipson. He met Owen Pallett.
Okay, what Krem would like to discuss, Krem has a question for Rick. Directed to Rick.
But we're doing question second phase.
Oh. I thought we were just kind of mixing them in.
We can do that this time.
Alright.
As long as we have a stable thing later.
I'm just making this up as I go, if you haven't caught on already. So
we plan everything out.
Anyways, Krem's question to Rick is, hey Rick.
Yeah?
Why the hell haven't you read Bakuman yet?
Next question.
Really though, folks, Bakuman, excellent manga. I know like half the people on POS have read it already. It really did catch on, even Soap read it. I don't think he's up to date on it, but it's a really great manga, and you should totally check it out when you're not busy stuffing your head into an oven full of Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of, the way I like to think about it is, I'm behind POS trends about 3 months.
Basically, yes.
So in 3 months I'll be reading Bakuman, because I'm 3 months behind in Team Fortress 2, and I'm just playing the fuck out of that now.
Yeah.
So, Bakuman, I've seen Bakuman's first page. Does that count?
A little bit. It shows you made a bit of effort towards it.
I loaded it, I went to pee, and then I went, oh god, I'm tired, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Come on, man, there's only 5 chapters.
It's so much. I only read the entirety of Sluggy Freelance. A man can only do so much.
Why do you hate yourself so much?
I read the entirety of Dominic Deegan twice.
Three times here, but anyways.
Oh, write that one down. That's a future suggestion. Blah. Rick and Krem on webcomics.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right. That's a future discussion right there. Look forward to that one, kids.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hit that one up next, since I've already advertised it.
Okay.
I will make a closing comment that I will read Bakuman tonight or tomorrow as soon as I get up, depending on if I'm going to be busy tonight. I don't think I'm going to be, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll just read it. I'll slam those chapters down. I'll skim it basically like every Image Fest I've ever read.
Yeah. No, it's a really good manga by those guys who did Death Note.
I liked Death Note, and we can discuss Death Note, too.
No, I'll get way too rambling about Death Note.
Yeah, we'll
don't fucking get me started.
We'll have
Death
a Death Note special next podcast or something.
I'm saving up to buy Death Note How to Read. After I read that fucker, I can go on about Death Note for hours.
How much is that anyway?
It's like $12, I think.
I'll just buy that for your birthday.
Yay.
When is your birthday?
About a month from now. No, 2 months.
Alright, I'll just buy it for your birthday.
Right. Anyways. Moving swiftly along to our next topic of discussion, let's see.
Did we get any online?
Oh, yeah, we did, actually. We got
and
a few.
Did we get any good ones online?
Yes. Yes, we did. Okay. Let's see. Spat asks, well, he wants us to discuss the true identity of cannon fodder. You know cannon fodder?
I know cannon fodder's account, and I get the feeling that I've read a few quotes in some topics about him stalking you.
He's a big fan of me. You know, he's a big fan of Krem.
As we all are.
I guess, yeah.
Is he a joke account?
Apparently he's an actual dude. He's done, an entire image fest of Parasite Eve.
Oh, yeah! One topic I haven't read yet in that forum.
Parasite Eve just keeps
fucking making that forum unread.
Yeah, the Parasite Eve image fest.
Yeah,
the only image fest anybody is actually doing right now.
Yeah, I haven't read that.
I know. It's actually pretty good. I mean, the dude, what it was with Cannon Fodder, dude shows up on the site, and he's like, I've been a fan of this site for quite a while, and I'm posting an image fest now.
Yeah.
To start off, I'm submitting something. And Ben and I are just like,
hey, man.
Fan of the site for quite a while. We actually have people who come to the site and, read our content.
And lurk.
Holy crap. People lurking POS.
Oh,
and
wow.
Dude watched, all of Chrono Trigger and stuff. He's like, Krem, you should do some of this character's lines in Hoor voice. I'm just like, oh, wow.
This dude,
he, read all our image fests and watched all our videos and stuff.
Well, you know what, Cannon Fodder, you get a badge. I'm gonna give you a badge as soon as this
give
is done.
Him, yeah, a Peace Nazi badge.
I'm gonna give you a Peace Nazi badge just for fucking making it through Chrono Trigger the Video Fest. I think we all deserved a badge for that one.
Pretty much.
Just a badge of a fucking dead. It should just be dead.
45 degrees.
Yeah, just 45 degrees. Because God knows we were all dead after that one.
Oh, wow.
But to Cannon Fodder, yeah, I'm really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, and his image fest is almost done, actually. It's one of the best new image fests 08.
You know what? I will check that one out before Bakuman.
Uh-huh. Well, Bakuman's a really great one.
No, we're going to talk a little bit about Cannon Fodder now. We're past Bakuman.
Okay.
If he's making a really cool image fest, and he's seen all of our shit, then I'm gonna pay some attention to this
guy. Dude shows up, very first post, he's got, all of our in-jokes down and stuff. He's all, using Krem emoticon and stuff.
Wow. You know what? I wish
He makes excellent use of all of our emoticons.
Are you sure you're not a joke account?
No, it's a very good one if it is.
Are you sure it's not just soap?
No, I checked his IP and host and all that, and it's not a proxy or anything. He's from Texas. At first I was
holy shit, it's a Texan too!
Yeah, at first I was like, SK, who is this guy? And SK's like, I have no idea who this is. And
it must be Unbroken Torment, only he did that thing like the Nutty Professor where he has a potion that makes him cool and unfat.
Oh, wow. But, his host is in Houston. So.
I hope he doesn't get fucked by Ike.
I don't know.
Our first new cool guy, and he drowns. Goddamn. Pepperoni and cheese.
Yeah.
But yeah, thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, and that brings us to the next thing I wanted to discuss was Hurricane Times.
Hurricane Times? What's happening in Texas?
Let's do a reading of that post that... Slick just made. Well, it's a fairly dramatic post anyways, but... Yeah, let's see. Major SK and Slick update by Slick128. SK and I are without power. SK is stuck in the country without power, and there isn't a grocery store for miles. I'm back in town, and there is a lot of damage, but it isn't the worst thing ever. SK and I could be without power for about 2 weeks due to how many power lines have fallen over and all the damage. I'm using a neighbor's laptop running on a backup generator with a Sprint air card. All I can do is leave you guys this message. I'm hoping SK comes back soon because I'm not sure if he can last out there in the country without a store and power. Living without power is pretty harsh, but hell, at least I have a home still. Well, wish us the best of luck, guys, and I'll try to update this again if possible. P.S. If you don't hear from us in a month, send Link.
Oh, wow. That Slick guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool, too. Why am I missing out on all these cool new guys?
I don't know. Slick's been around for a while.
He's
the one I interviewed that one time.
I totally fucking can't remember because I don't
actually pay attention. That was when you were gone, so...
You know, ever since I've been gone, it's been hard for me to keep up with all the new people.
Yeah.
And all the cool new people.
Yeah.
You know, which is a real shame because we got a lot of really cool new people.
I'll just list off all the awesome dudes off the top of my head. Spazman's awesome, you already know that.
Yeah.
Slick's a really cool guy. Jagger is really great.
Jagger, I know, is cool.
Jagger's an awesome dude. Cannon Fodder.
Slick.
Yeah.
Krem.
Uh-huh.
Krem guy is cool.
Yes, he is. Karma Police.
Karma Police, yeah, I know that guy.
Nick him and Admin Wannabe.
GS Gold.
But yeah, that dude. So yeah, SK being stuck in the country with no store or power.
Fuck, I was stuck without power for 3 days in the great power outage of, what was it, 04?
Uh-huh.
Where the entire eastern seaboard was out.
Yeah.
Due to some dude in Canada. Like, tripping the power. And it fucking cascaded all the way down to fucking Georgia.
But I don't know if that's, like, the same as being in the middle of Texas with no power for 2 weeks and a hurricane happening.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because there was looting here. Well, in
Michigan. Oh, yeah, that's true.
We had shotguns on our front porch.
Mm-hmm.
There was hyper-looting.
That's true. Yeah, there would be that.
I saw a dude put a fucking flaming trash can through a store window. That was great.
Yay.
And I'm just like, oh god, I'm moving soon. Need to move to South Minneapolis where things are so much better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, moving along to the next question.
To the next topic.
Or topic.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We have a suggestion from Jagger. And Jagger says bacon. Definitely bacon.
A bacon.
That was my response, actually, was a bacon.
Yeah, there's no more need for that. This topic, we've already thoroughly answered it. A bacon.
A bacon.
A bacon.
Or possibly a cat.
On special occasion,
uh-huh.
A cat.
Okay, so that. Next up, let's see. That Rick guy wanted to talk about Team Fortress 2.
That is such a great game.
I know.
I know. I really don't fucking like the fact that everyone's kind of over it now because I'm just getting into it.
Yeah.
No, that kind of sucks because Team Fortress 2 is really probably my favorite, the epitome of multiplayer mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to really herald Mario Kart games as the epitome and maybe Smash Brothers Melee, that was a really great one.
Yeah.
I used to think Conker's Bad Fur Day's multiplayer, because that was a really great multiplayer game.
Never tried it myself, but...
It was...
Maybe someday.
It was a lot like Team Fortress in that all you could pick up weapons. You weren't just, like, set as a class.
Oh.
But you could pick up weapons, like, you could pick up a sniper rifle, and then you were a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up a katana, and be close range.
Oh.
You know, or a chainsaw, or a bazooka. And they all had their drawbacks, and they all had their positives, and there was always a weapon that could kill another weapon.
Hmm.
You know, and it was really a primitive form of what Team Fortress 2 is today.
Well, Team Fortress Classic is a primitive form of what Team Fortress 2 is.
Hyper-primitive. I think Conker's Bad Fur Day, from what you've told me, is way better than Team Fortress Classic.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's what Team Fortress Classic should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But, going back into what the actual topic's about, let's just go off the fact that it's a really great game, because you know what? That doesn't need to be said. It is a really great game. Krem, what are your favorite thoughts on Team Fortress 2?
That guy, Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, he's a great new guy.
Yes.
Posting that one image fest.
Yeah.
All right, tell me a story. You have a few stories of Team Fortress 2 that were supposed to be really cool that you've told me before, but I've probably forgotten.
This one time I was playing with SK and Spazman, and I was Pyro, and I kept setting them on fire and killing them over and over, and SK got really mad. Yeah, it was fun.
There was a time where I NG'd, and I, yeah, I know, I did that just to make you cringe.
Yeah, you did.
Engineer. Obviously, I engineered a fucking sentry in the perfect placement, just right underneath. It's in 2-4, just like right where they come in.
Uh-huh.
And it was at just the perfect angle that no one could kill it.
Good job.
And it was hyper unfair to everybody. It killed even the Demoman.
Good job.
I racked up like 20 kills. My teleporter got like 40 teleports in. I was just like, smack, smack, smack with my wrench. Uh-huh. I'm just like, smack, smack, smack.
Aw.
It was such a great day.
That's adorable.
But yeah, that was probably my favorite moment.
Okay. So let's see. Let's move along to a couple of questions from Auntie.
Yeah, let's go towards the questions segment. Okay. How long have we been into this?
We're at 19 minutes in.
Should we cut this segment and then go into a new segment on questions?
I don't think we should be too picky about it for this first one, really.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm just sort of picking stuff out at random to talk about.
All right.
But, couple questions from Auntie. Auntie says, if love is just a game, how come I've never won? If love is just a game, how come it's not any fun?
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
Yeah. Went home with a waitress the way I always do.
Kremen's indie music.
No, that was Warren Zevon, actually.
Kremen is obscure music.
Go together like a horse and carriage.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Oh, God. And then a serious question from Auntie. What should I draw for POS Art Update 1? Oh, I guess we should discuss how I put Auntie on staff.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, earlier today, Auntie Kuhn was all, hey, Krem, give me POS access so I can do comic updates, and I'm just like, okay. And I did, and Rick's like, oh, God.
What are you doing?
What on earth?
Tell Soap to back up the site immediately.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow I'm going to wake up and Auntie's going to have deleted every fucking topic. Everyone. He'll stay up all night just going,
okay, I guess.
It'll just be one board left. It'll be like Auntie's Right Funhouse. Everything will be merged into one topic.
That's a worst case scenario, I think. Best case scenario is he'll do some updates.
I want him to continue Duckhammer Colloquium.
That's what we were all saying. Spat and I were like, Auntie, we need to do more Duckhammer Colloquium.
That or his old POS comics.
Auntie's like, just like, no, Duckhammer Colloquium was terrible. And, yeah.
What about his old POS comics? Like, he did like 5 or 6 random Google images. And then edited with real quotes, because I thought those were fucking hilarious.
That might be, like, what he's doing. I'm not sure exactly what he has planned for right now, but I'm looking forward to it. Whatever it is he comes up with, because he always comes up with something good.
I've always preferred, or would like him to do, post-political comics, because he has a very different sense of humor.
Yes.
One that echoes my own.
Oh.
And I prefer him to have his dark humor, like, take actual quotes of admins and or stuff and draw really fucking hyper-deformed, scary images. And, like, fucking have Krem just be like, I'm gonna make you an admin, and, like, taking off his giant hat and setting it on top of a baby that is anti-hero and smothering it.
A bearded baby.
Yeah, bearded baby. And then the last panel will just be Krem crushing the hat with his foot and a red stain out from underneath it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that answers that question.
That would be such a great comic. Anti-hero, get on that.
Okay, yes, indeed. Votes will be had. Okay, so we discussed that. Let's see. Moving along. Okay. Talked about cannon fodder. Oh, Spat wants us to talk about the wonderful, awesome, fun land that is video game trivia.
I haven't even checked it since Ben started updating.
That's good.
I'm terribly ashamed for this fact, though. Because I hear it's really funny, and I know it is.
Yeah.
It's just, at the end of every day, I basically stagger into my room, pass out, and then go back, get up, and then I go to work for another 11 hours. And on my days off, I'm just like, I don't even go to boss. I'm just like, Team Fortress 2. So I'm kind of become Scott to an extent.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, which is a shame because I really still love boss and I'd like to be on it more. It's okay. Just, I found something so fun.
I know you did. I'll just take my computer back.
Yeah, Crumb's gonna just take his computer back one of these days, and then I'm just gonna be like, pulled $300 out of my rent funds and going like, Crumb, can I buy your computer?
Oh, good job.
And, there's a few things that, like, this podcast is kind of my attempt to try and make up for that, the fact that I'm just so hyper-busy these days.
Yeah.
That this podcast takes no fucking time to do.
No, not at all.
It's just us pulling content out of our ass in the most reckless way possible.
Which is what we're best at.
Yeah. I think we're at an all-time high when we've downed about 10 fucking cases of Mountain Dew and or
ice cream
and are just playing a game all fucking, like, hyper late and going like, oh god, why are we still awake?
Yeah, Chrono Trigger we recorded for like 13 hours straight one day or something.
That was 2 days of recording. I don't think I can ever stress that enough. That was the equivalent. There was another day before that.
Yeah, it actually took like 3 or 4 days, but you know, I had to work and stuff a couple of those days.
So those were only like single hours, and the rest of the entire fucking video fest was 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, from Frog having his sword broken on the Dendario Mountains to, like, the end.
To the very end, and we did all the side quests.
And all the side quests were had.
Uh-huh.
And every little bit of optional shit we did, and jerky quests.
Yeah. Where were we?
I don't know. I always love going back to Chrono Trigger. That's kind of...
I know.
I'm very proud of that. I don't think I've ever been more proud of anything I've ever done.
That's very true. It is something to be proud of.
We really were...
As Americans.
You know, we... That's the best thing on our site.
Yeah.
We created that.
I don't think anybody's really topped that, you know.
And...
Dub Camera Colloquium comes close.
Yeah, it's certainly the best video fest. I'd say the best fest, period.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's fair.
Certainly better than any of the, Coral Mayhems.
Yeah.
Because Coral Mayhem's pretty funny, but I think we well topped it and had way more content in Chrono Trigger. In fact, I'm gonna branch off. This is gonna be a separate discussion of the content that we've done.
Mm-hmm. But enough fellating ourselves for now. Let's move on to, Spat wants us to talk about the presidential campaign.
What campaign? There's no real choice in this matter.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that old guy and some bitch and Obama.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And his, that one dude is with him, but mostly Obama.
Mostly just Obama being... That guy, being a dude.
Yeah,
because we're all dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obama's basically normal and sane.
And McCain is McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever...
How the fuck did we end up with John McCain as one of the candidates? I mean, think about, like, go back to a year ago.
Yeah.
Do you think any of us would have seen John McCain being one
I thought
of the
Mitt
candidates?
Romney was going to be... actually,
John McCain was a punchline a year ago. Yeah. I mean, he still is, but
yeah,
back then he was a minor punchline, like a punchline you would hear on The Daily Show maybe every month.
Yeah.
So, presidential candidate John fucking McCain.
There ain't much candidacy to that.
There just wasn't much on the Republican side to begin with.
They gave up long before this election. They were just like, oh well.
Yeah.
See you guys in 4 years.
Our time is over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had
I'll
Romney,
get you
we
next time,
McCain,
Gadget.
We had Romney, McCain, Giuliani.
Giuliani was never going to make it.
No. No.
I thought Romney was going to take it, actually.
Yeah. Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee was okay, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, he was better than McCain.
Yeah, I would have taken him over McCain.
There was that one dude... who's, like, a actor. And in, like, the West Wing or something like that, who ran.
I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Oh, well. Anyways.
Yeah, that's my thoughts. I'm voting Batman. I don't know what you guys are voting.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, we got another one. Got another message from Jagger. Jagger says, oh hey, talk about the recent Dreamhost bannings and figure out if there's a plan in action to ensure the protection of the POS citizens.
Oh yeah. let's take it back a little bit and let me set the table for the story that is the Dreamhost bannings. Like a month ago now? Half a month? A
few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Krem decided to back up the entire site.
Yeah, my laptop.
All like 10 gigs.
All like 50 gigs.
All 50 gigs.
Yeah. I was just like, you know, well, I had already done like half of it before I even left Arizona. And I'm just like, I got all this space free on my laptop to do that. So I just got on my FTP program and set the entire site to download. like everything in the main site directory. And I'm just like, yeah, it'll make it easier to update and stuff.
Yeah.
To just have it all mirrored on my hard drive, which I've been doing. I mean, I skipped the forum because obviously that updates fairly often, but didn't get the forum database. But other than that, I downloaded everything, and everything on my krem.thedailypos.org subdomain as well, which is also several gigabytes. That's where most of Chrono Trigger is.
Yeah.
Or, well, was until I moved it. Apparently Dreamhost, like...
Frowns upon that.
They're like, hey, this IP that's downloading, like, 25 gigs of stuff in 2 days.
Question mark.
So Dreamhost comes in and they ban my IP, which is also Rick's IP.
Dun da dun da da.
And also a shitload of the Yahoo bots, which we're cool with.
Yeah.
Because we went from having, like, 70 guests at a time to 10.
Yeah.
So, now we just have the Google bots, which are much less prominent than the Yahoo ones were, apparently.
Yeah.
So all the Yahoo bots, and Rick and Krem, and your average Joe, and
which
Jagger.
We were all okay with.
Yeah, your average Joe and Jagger also got hit by it for some reason. Dreamhost also banned them.
Your average Joe just kept re-downloading Chrono Trigger the Video Fest.
Over and over.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man, I want to watch Spanky's Quest again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I need a bigger hard drive. He'd download, like, one video and then immediately delete it and just come back a week later.
He had to watch Earthbound the Video Fest several times.
Yeah. I think we all did to have to get, like, all the jokes in that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Rick and Krem were, like, banned from POS.
Yeah, thoroughly banned, like, hyper-banned.
Yeah. And that was the time Rick and Krem got banned.
Yeah. Well, actually, Krem got banned. Rick just got brought along for the ride.
Yeah. What with us having the same IP.
Krem living down the hall.
Yeah.
Leeching my internet.
So that happened. That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
Can't really do anything to...
So, yeah, if you want any advice, don't download 25 gigs of the site in 2 days.
Yeah, Soap kind of was...
Soap was like, why did you do that? And I'm like, because? And he's like, why? And I'm like,
Soap was like, Soap talked to me later when I got back online, and he's like, is Krem retarded? And I'm like, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm done downloading the site now. I'm not going to need to do it again.
Hopefully.
So, if Auntie goes and deletes everything, I'll have to upload it all again. But that's what it's here for. Just in case, like, David gets the FTP password or something.
Yeah, you gave the FTP password to Auntie.
Well, David wouldn't delete...
Wait, you gave FTP...
No.
Have Soap just make him a subdomain.
Yeah. If David ever got the FTP password, he wouldn't delete everything on the site. He would just replace it with something better. Like, you know, like a picture of a puppy or something.
Puppy World!
Puppyworld.swf. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. He would replace the site with that, which I think would be,
a fair trade.
Fair trade. Exactly.
Yeah, fair trade.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Soap's gonna be happy when he figures out that you gave Anti-Hero admins, but...
No, it's admin wannabes.
Admin, yeah.
It's fine, I'll keep an eye on it. So, anyways. Spat asks, who's the hottest POSer?
Becky.
I don't know, that Ben Heyman guy.
No.
Tall, dark, and... Question mark.
Tall, dark, and rape. The true answer is, of course, Abe Lincoln.
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
Scott? I don't know.
If we're talking dudes, which...
Dudes.
I guess the best-looking guy would probably be Scott.
Or Auntie.
Well, Auntie can change his fucking face. That's not care. That don't count.
Yeah, that's cheating.
You know? It's certainly not Rick and Krem.
Yeah.
No. We're pretty fucking hideous.
No, I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm not.
I'm a smooth looking dude when I feel like it, but I don't feel like it often. Am. You know.
You guys saw me in that Nicolette Mall video. I was all dressed up and ready to go for that one. I was all about looking
fine. Yeah, and I was lugging 30 pounds of shit on my back.
I was all looking fine in my little vest and shit. I was. I really was. Well.
I could tell you the ugliest people on PAWS.
Why not?
I would definitely say Cruz ranks up there. Not to offend the dude, he's just fucking hideous.
Okay, that's not offensive at all.
No, he's just batshit fucking ugly.
Okay.
Looks all like someone just busted his face open a few hundred times.
Oh, wow.
Then there's, of course, the Sal, uh-huh. Akuma, those fucking, those stars right there.
Yeah.
Most of the Texans.
Okay.
Who else is there? Who else is on? Just Gold.
Yeah.
Ben Heyman.
No, what are you talking
Heavily
about?
Heavily Ben Heyman.
What are you talking about?
Ben's not the sharpest. Yeah.
He has his moments, I think.
I'm sure he's got a good personality.
No, he has his moments, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, whenever he climbs on top of a government building and snipes someone with a mask on, he looks good.
Are we talking about the same Ben Heyman?
No, I'm talking about Sogeking, obviously a different person.
Okay.
He comes from Sniper Island.
I don't know if we're talking about the same Ben Heyman, but... oh, well.
I'm talking about the Ben Heyman from that one political comment he did.
Yeah, that's all your opinion of him is based on here.
Yeah, basically.
His Kirkadurka emoticon.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Bathtub Billy's hot. He's got that fucking hyper jaw. He's studly.
Well, I mean, he's very confident in himself, definitely.
Nugget.
Oh, okay.
Nugget's balling.
All right. Katie White.
Yeah.
Yep.
Owen Pallett.
Uh-huh. That guy.
Sharp dude.
Yeah.
I think if you were going to count, like, emoticons, Vogler. Vogler, obviously.
actually, he wasn't really the... well, eh.
How could you not want to hug that floating head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, why are we talking about this?
Why did that take us the longest?
Yeah.
Should have just said Becky and been over with it.
Yeah. I think that's the consensus. My girlfriend is hot. The rest of you fuckers are goddamn ugly.
We need more girls. No, we don't.
Poss is a sausage fest.
Exactly.
Girls are usually pretty emo on the internet.
Yeah.
Emo and or weird.
Yeah.
They have some sort of social dysfunction.
You just gotta fucking read that MySpace thread that I did. That'll tell you everything you need to know about girls on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, 90% of those bulletins in that MySpace thread are girls. Well, 90% of my friends on MySpace are girls, but... anyways.
Yeah, let's go on.
Okay. Oh, Spat had a good idea. Spat had a great
Wait,
idea.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he did. Actually, it was a good idea. Spat says, you guys should Facebook stalk people, podcast style. I think that would be a very interesting segment. To which I said, oh.
Of course.
Yes. I think it would be. So let's do that right now.
Let's change segments. I think we've done enough question answers. Let's do some Facebook stalking.
Head over to the Facebook stalking section.